This is an Off the Tongue podcast.
Welcome to the Greener Grass Podcast, where we discuss different topics and decide which side of the fence we'd rather be on. Hi, I'm Emily.
And I'm Jackie. We are your hosts, and we are so thankful you are here.
So thankful.
So thankful. It is Thanksgiving week.
Woo! Happy Thanksgiving!
Guys, I wait all year for this week.
You have to.
And that is true.
You have no choice.
I don't.
What if we just start doing Thanksgiving in the summer?
Why don't we? They do Christmas in July.
Oh my gosh. Then Thanksgiving will be June.
That's right.
Thanksgiving in June next year.
Let's do it.
Why don't we?
Okay. Have my 25th wedding anniversary and a big fat fucking turkey.
Hell yeah.
I am so fully on board for this. You have no idea.
We're doing it.
So, okay.
Let's remember it for next year. Put it in our notes somewhere.
Thanksgiving in June.
Ah, June's giving.
Kick off to summer.
Yes.
Here's a turkey.
Here's a turkey. You big turkey. Yeah.
I'm thankful for Friday. When I make my Thanksgiving leftover egg rolls.
I was like, what's Friday? Dude, Jackie takes all her... We've probably talked about this so many times, but I don't care.
Yeah,
we'll talk about it again. Yeah. Jackie takes her Thanksgiving leftovers and makes them into egg rolls. They're so good.
God. Yeah, my Thanksgiving leftover egg rolls are...
top notch.
They are.
You better invite me over.
Obviously. Get over here. Everyone else is Black Friday shopping. I'm eating egg rolls dunked in gravy.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
I'm thankful. Well, I'm thankful for you.
I'm thankful for you.
Aww.
I'm thankful for you. And I'm thankful for all of our listeners out there, mm-hmm. whether you interact with us or if you're just out there just silently listening and we don't even know you. We love you.
We do love you. I wonder how many people are out there that we don't even know of, and they're just listening.
According to Spotify, thousands.
I know. We want to know you. Mm-hmm. If we want to meet you. But there are some we do know and some that interact with us on the regular, mm-hmm. and we appreciate them so much. So let's shout a couple of them out.
Yeah.
So over on our Instagram from our Tread or Ped episode, we have the one and only Hex.
Hey.
Loving it. As you both know, Chanda and I are both Peloton users, both bike and tread. So I like both because I can switch around my workouts. But since I have to pick one, I will go with tread because I've been doing more tread workouts. Regardless, either one is great. Overall, fitness is always a winner. Hex, we appreciate you following the rules.
Yes.
Because I know you want to pick both. There are oftentimes we have a hard time. But you followed the rules and picked, so we appreciate that.
And I love that you said the overall fitness is, mm-hmm. God bless.
Yes.
God bless.
Shout out Peloton. We're Peloton friends. And then we have It's Funny That Makes It Okay podcast.
Our brothers on the Off the Tongue podcast network.
Mm-hmm. They said, I did not like this episode.
Sorry.
It made me feel bad because I need to get back into working out. I almost couldn't finish eating my king-size Reese's holiday tree. Almost.
It's a close call.
Yeah. That's funny.
Well, also a big shout out on Instagram to Born to Rock, our girl Steph.
Yes.
Always giving us the love. She commented, don't injure your joints at the Greater Ass podcast. You girls are killing me. Love ya. That's Born to Rock over on Instagram. Follow her. She keeps sharing our stories and just she's super supportive. And I hope we get to see her at a Taproot show soon.
Oh my gosh, I would love that. She's a West Coaster, right? So
I think so. Girl, do you want to come out east and go to the December 8th show?
Ooh, come on out.
Go with us.
That would be awesome. And she commented on our That's What She Said post on Instagram. If you don't know what that is, get to Instagram. And you'll see we post a lot of fun things over there. Yeah?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
And so speaking of things we're thankful for, we're also thankful for all of our Patronies.
Mm-hmm.
As Emily mentioned, Hex in the comments mm-hmm. on our Instagram, he is one of our supporters. He is along with Vin, mm-hmm. Chrissy, Jonathan, Teach a Dummy podcast, and several others that aren't at the shout out level, but we are still thankful for each and every one of you. If you would like to join our Patreon, that's patreon.com/thegreenergrasspodcast. And we are so appreciative of everything you guys do for us.
Oh my gosh, so appreciative. And also, we can't leave out our business sponsor.
Yes.
Nathan Collins, Mansfield Motors.
Mm-hmm. Very thankful for you.
Yeah. Should we tell them a little more about Nathan?
Let's.
Okay. Looking for a new or used car?
Of course you are.
Well, look no further. Our boy Nathan Collins at Spitzer Motors of Mansfield has you covered. Located on 4th in downtown Mansfield, Ohio, Nathan has plenty of vehicles to choose from. Whether your credit is good, bad, or non-existent, Nathan has a deal for you. Not only will you get a shiny new ride, you'll keep it shiny with free car washes for the life of the vehicle.
Wow. Well, when your whip starts turning heads, tell them where you got it. If they go and get a new or used car from Nathan, you're going to get $100.
What?
$100.
Wow.
Cash money in your pocket. That's Spitzer Motors on 4th and Mansfield. Ask for Nathan Collins and tell him the Greener Grass podcast sent you. Call or text Nathan today, 419-961-4581. More details in the show notes.
All right. Well, like we said, it's Thanksgiving time.
Woohoo!
Food.
My favorite.
Love food.
Speaking my language.
So, Jackie, would you rather bake or fake?
Let's discuss.
Damn. That was a long noodle soup. Friends reference.
Always. R.I.P. Matthew Perry.
I know. I didn't want to talk about him because we'd get sad, but R.I.P. All right. Thanksgiving. We're baking. So bake is you're making everything homemade, scratch.
Mm-hmm.
Fake is store-bought or prepackaged.
Sure.
Right, meals. Right. So okay. Let's start with bake.
Okay.
What's a pro for baking?
Some people's love language is cooking.
Ooh, yeah.
I know that's not actually one of the five love languages, but you hear that all the time. My love language is cooking.
So when you say that, do you mean you cooking? Or someone cooking for you is your, like, what does it mean for your love language?
So when I've heard it, it's in the form of people are showing their love by cooking for others.
Okay.
So they're like, I'm showing you how much I love you by making you this hot apple pie.
I feel like that would probably be gifts.
Well, yeah.
You know what I mean? Or acts of service, actually.
Where does that go?
Yeah.
That's a toughie.
Okay. You know exactly what's in it.
Yeah.
You know what you're getting. You know what ingredients you're putting in. Mm-hmm. So you know what you're eating.
Yeah. And not only that, if you are baking, you can cater specifically to anyone's specific needs if they like or don't like or are intolerant of something.
Yeah. For example, thank you for bringing this up.
You're welcome.
I feel like we're on the delicious dish. We went to Ryan's uncle's house and his aunt made some lasagna dishes, but she made a separate one with no meat for me and Ryan's sister because we both don't eat beef. So I just thought that was so thoughtful. And you know, you sometimes can't do that if prepackaged stuff, if you didn't know or whatever.
Right.
You can certainly buy stuff looking at the ingredients, but
yeah,
you're able to cater more towards those specific needs for people.
Yeah. If you are a control freak like me, you have all control and all the glory. So,
yeah.
I am definitely a cooking control freak.
Yeah.
And probably in other aspects of my life, but I'm willing to admit in the kitchen I'm a control freak.
I've never noticed.
Stop.
She's a Virgo, if that means anything to people. Family traditions, family recipes brought down. You can recreate, you know, grandma's apple pie or whatever it is. I feel like with food, especially homemade food, there's so much of a family aspect to it. Not always, but there could be. Or you could start your own.
Yeah.
But there's so many like recipes you use from generations. Yeah. I just think that's kind of cool.
Just a nostalgia.
Yeah.
Taste testing.
Ooh, yes. I love a taste test.
Yeah. It's my favorite.
Remember when your mom, well, our moms, used to make desserts and you get to lick the beaters.
Dude, I'm so glad you said that. I actually have a funny story of a text with my mom. So, and I said, It's okay. I was raised on powdered milk and government cheese. You made us add water to Kool-Aid when the pitcher was half full to make it last longer. Yes. It lasted longer because it tasted like ass after that, by the way. Yeah. Little virus isn't going to take us out. You didn't raise no wimps, mama. She goes, that's not all you were given, you little snot. I said, yeah, I think sometimes maybe you gave me scraps if anything was left after the dogs had their fill. And sometimes if I was a real good girl, you'd let me have a nice glass of dishwater on a hot day. And she said, and on your birthday, I would let you lick the spoon of the batter from the cake I made for my prison lover. And I said, and if I was really good, you'd turn off the mixer first. And she goes, you win. I can't top that.
I love that. But literally, my mom would be like, okay, you can lick the beaters yes. from the fucking mixer. Mm-hmm. How many raw eggs did we eat?
But all of the raw eggs.
I
know,
but I loved eating like cake batter, cookie batter.
Oh my God, it was the best.
Fucking best, dude.
What else?
You feel accomplished. So,
oh, yeah.
You know,
God, I didn't think of that.
If you're just opening up a package, mm-hmm. anybody can do that. But making, you know, something from scratch and all the work you put in, right. I don't know, it's an accomplishment.
It is.
It feels good, especially yeah. a whole, if you're doing a whole Thanksgiving mm-hmm. dinner.
Yeah.
That's a lot. Mm-hmm.
You can also cook whatever the fuck you want.
Mm-hmm.
You're in charge.
You're in charge of seasoning, mm-hmm. all that stuff. You're right. Yeah, you make it. Mm-hmm. Another thing I put is, and this is not always the case, but you probably already know it's good because you've made it before. You know, there could be some new things you're trying out or whatever, but I feel like especially on Thanksgiving, there are certain things people look forward to. Oh, I can't wait. Like my sister's deviled eggs. I love my sister's deviled eggs, you know?
What else you got?
It means more when you get compliments. Mm-hmm. Sort of like, oh my gosh, your cranberry salad is so good. If you mm-hmm. just open it from a can, you feel weird being like, thank you. Or you have to do that whole like, oh, it's not my recipe, but thanks. Right. But when you make something yourself, mm-hmm. you can genuinely yeah. accept that compliment and feel good about it. Like, thank you. Oh my gosh, thank you.
And I'm glad you said the cranberry salad because I feel like that is something that is really, I mean, it's a completely different thing. When you get it out of the can and it's a fucking jelly roll.
I know.
Versus.
Like an actual salad, yeah. like the chunks of cranberry.
So good.
My dad makes a really good cranberry salad.
Ooh, I would love to try it sometime.
He does.
My mom makes really good. She puts, well, I don't know if this is a secret or not, but she adds to it.
Yeah, my dad does too.
Oh.
Like a little yep.
Mm-hmm. Deb and Dean.
Ooh, well, that's happened before, but it was my mother, Deb. Not. And then my...
And then your stepmother,
and
then, Deb.
And then my stepmother, Deb. Deb and Dean go well together. Okay. So, what else you have?
You can hide from family.
Oh, yeah. You're busy cooking.
Sorry. I would love to come out and join your political argument, but I've got some mashed potatoes to whip.
Yeah. Whip them up. Whip those potatoes. Whip.
Whip it good.
Potatoes. So, the smells from the kitchen.
Oh my God, yes.
You know? You know, you can get that with store-bought stuff, but not,
can you?
It's not the same.
It's not.
It's like heating something up in the microwave. Like those smells mm-hmm. from the baking of the, yeah.
And
so good.
The slow build as the smell crescendos.
Mm. Is it Thanksgiving yet?
Oh my God. It's so close.
It's so, yeah, so far away. Okay, what else we have?
I just have one left,
all right,
actually.
What is it?
It's kind of. A sense of pride, a sense of accomplishment, the joy of cooking,
yeah,
which kind of, I know, goes back to your love language or whatever, but I enjoy cooking any meal, not just Thanksgiving, what we're talking about, but I like cooking. I like making a meal and plating a dish and bringing it out to people. And so just the whole thing just feels... I guess it's a little self-satisfied, but it feels good
yeah.
to do that.
I like to, too. I like to cook as well, so I feel that.
Okay.
My last one is, it could be a learning experience for yourself mm-hmm. and for your kids.
Oh, yeah.
So if you're baking, cooking, I remember my mom teaching me so much when mm-hmm. she would be baking.
Yeah.
And I'm talking baking, not cooking.
Mm-hmm.
I cook a lot, but I don't bake a lot. So, but I remember her just teaching me, you know, like sifting flour and... You know, rolling out pie dough and that kind of thing stuck mm-hmm. with me. So you can teach or you can learn as you go, like, oh, you know what? I should have done that first.
Yeah.
Because cooking has so much timing involved.
Oh, yeah.
And so you learn like, if I would have done that just a little sooner or put that in a little before that, then that could be ready. This, so there's so much learning with cooking. Mm-hmm. I feel like as you cook more and bake, then you learn from it.
Yeah.
And you could teach your kids as well or your friends or whoever.
Yeah. That's a good one. Mm-hmm. Well, you said timing and depending on the size of your turkey, sometimes you have to get up really early.
Yeah.
And sometimes if you do have to get up super early to kind of get things started, you have that moment to yourself. No one else is awake and you can, you know, maybe have your coffee or, you know, whatever your morning beverage choice is. Maybe it's just fucking straight bourbon. I don't know you.
Go.
Whatever your choice is.
A little morning burb. But it's good.
The Burbs. Do you remember that movie?
Yeah, The Burbs.
But, you know, you have that kind of like peaceful, quiet time first thing in the morning. Mm-hmm. When it's just you and the food and you just have this moment where you can just kind of like reflect on your day before it even happens. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I kind of love that because that is often me with the turkey. I have to get up at the, you know, butt crack of dawn.
Oh my God. I was going to say ass crack.
Sometimes ass. What?
You say ass, I say butt. Check out our next episode, Ass or Butt.
At the booty split of dawn.
That's what it's from now on. The booty split of dawn.
But there's just that quiet moment of reflection. Just that moment of quiet reflection when you are before the chaos begins. Mm-hmm. It's just kind of this like this moment, this like suspension in time.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I like that. I've honestly only cooked a Thanksgiving dinner one time in my entire life. So I haven't experienced quite what you have. I don't know if I got up at the booty split of dawn that day or not, but I'm appreciating what you say and I'm picturing it because I feel like a holiday morning is such a different feeling than any other morning ever.
100%. I feel like regardless of wherever your religious station in life is,
yeah,
that holiday morning is just sacred.
It's just a different feel.
Yeah.
Even if you're not getting up the booty split it on, mm-hmm. I'm going to keep saying it. Just getting up that morning, mm-hmm. different feel.
Yeah.
Christmas morning, same thing, but we'll talk about that next month. Absolutely. But like, it's just, you hate getting up that fucking early for work or something fucking stupid.
Right.
But for Thanksgiving,
it hits different.
Yes.
Those booty cheeks.
Those booty cheeks slap different that day. They do. They just do.
Okay.
I love that feeling. I want that feeling right now.
Well, it's coming.
I'm going to wake up really early tomorrow and just pretend.
Okay.
I'll be like,
we're recording tonight, so you don't have to get up early.
I know.
Tomorrow.
That's one of the reasons we are recording tonight.
Okay.
Okay, guys.
Are we ready for cons?
Yeah. Okay. Let's go to cons.
Okay. You take it personal when your food is not liked.
Oof. Dude. It's more pressure on you.
Yes, it is.
When they know you fucking mashed those, you grew those potatoes first. Mm-hmm. Then you did the washing and the peeling and the mm-hmm. cooking. Mm-hmm. It's on you, girl.
Yeah.
If they're lumpy and they don't like that, fuck you. If there's not enough butter in that shit,
that's on you.
You suck, girl.
Mm-hmm. Fuck you.
So yeah, it is.
What else?
It's time consuming. Mm-hmm. So, you're in the kitchen all morning preparing this huge mm-hmm. meal for your family and friends. It takes up all your time. Mm-hmm. You know, you talked about how a pro is, sorry, I'm in the kitchen. Mm-hmm. I can't join your conversation. But there might be some conversations that you do want to be mm-hmm. and you miss out because you're taking all your time in there. I guess I kind of mixed two in there in one that you miss out on family time.
Mm-hmm. I literally, that was my second miss out on family.
So yeah, let's just mix it into that.
Sure.
Then. Yeah.
It kind of doesn't feel like a day off.
Yeah, true.
Because you just get up so early and you're working that whole time.
Yeah.
So it's not as relaxing for you as the baker, I'm doing air quotes, mm-hmm. as it is for the eaters.
That's true. They're just relaxing, sitting in there with a drink mm-hmm. in their hand, mm-hmm. watching football or
The parade.
Mm-hmm. And you're, you know, in the kitchen, working away and just mm-hmm. whatever.
Yeah.
It does feel a lot like work. You're mm-hmm. right. And I hate that with like, you're in the kitchen and you're stirring this and you're cutting this and you hear laughter and you're like, wait, it was so funny. Wait, what did I miss? What joke did I miss? Uh-huh. So,
yeah. And not just the, not just that, but also the stress of trying to get the timing right. Okay, yes. Well, if I have to get the turkey in at this time, then I have to start the potatoes here. But then the green beans go, and then the stuff. And
yes.
It's so.
Timing is hard.
It's a lot of math, and I don't math.
It is. I don't math either. And like I said before, cooking timing is such a key part of mm-hmm. cooking. And then, you know, there'll be those times where you're like, shit. Now we have to heat up that again because I started it too soon.
Yeah.
And yeah, it can be really stressful.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right.
And then I put the price of all the ingredients. So you may think picking up a prepackaged thing would be more expensive, but mm-hmm. not always. If you're having something with that's pretty elaborate with yeah. a lot of different ingredients that maybe you don't have on hand that you're used to because it's a special meal. Mm-hmm. So you have to buy a lot of extra stuff that you wouldn't normally use in your everyday cooking.
Yeah. You have to get up stupid early.
Stupid early.
Mm-hmm.
For that damn bird.
You have to get it. The booty split.
Yes, that booty split, you might not be ready, especially the night before Thanksgiving is the biggest going out night of the year.
A lot of people don't know that. A lot of people think it's New Year's nope. or St. Patrick's, but no.
That's the biggest going out night of the year and also the biggest night for ordering pizza. Mm. So you could be a little hungover mm-hmm. and you have to get up. Actually, you get home from the bars and it's time to put that turkey in.
Yeah.
And if you're putting it in drunk, well,
don't fuck it up.
Who knows what you're going to find stuffed in that turkey the next morning. You might not get it just like grandma's. Even if you have that recipe and you're following it to a T, you just might not have grandma's touch mm-hmm. on that pie crust. Anybody can follow a recipe, mm-hmm. but that doesn't mean it's going to come out the right way.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
What else?
I think I'm ready to move on.
My last one was messy kitchen.
Yeah.
You're cooking, there's flour, there's pots and pans mm-hmm. and measuring cups and whatever the fuck else you use.
Yeah.
Your kitchen's getting fucked up.
That's, yeah.
And that makes me anxious. So,
yeah.
My last one also, I just realized it's expected to be good. So when you know you're getting homemade stuff, it's expected to be good. And so that could be pressure on you like,
oh, yeah.
Oh, fuck. Mm-hmm. So, all right. Well, let's move on.
Well, I have a con that is both for bake or fake. So if I can just like tack this on at the end.
Okay.
If you're the baker or the faker.
Or the candlestick maker.
It's fucking hot in that kitchen.
Oh.
And so if you're like me and you got a super cute Thanksgiving sweatshirt this year.
Oh my God. It's hot.
This might be hot wearing it is all.
Well, if you can't take the heat, get out of the kitchen.
Don't tell me what to do. This is my house.
So this is a total side note, but I'm putting it in here.
Bring it on.
Ryan.
I've met him.
My boyfriend. My cute, sweet, precious boyfriend. He says the funniest things sometimes, okay? So we were at a festival one time, and something came up about the heat or something. I don't even remember. And the saying is, like I just said, if you can't take the heat, get out of the kitchen, right?
Yes.
Everybody knows that saying.
Familiar.
But for some reason, Ryan said, well, guys, if you can't shit, get out of the kitchen. We don't know why.
Nope.
But we use it all the time. And so my friend Chrissy said she was cooking not too long ago. And she was in the kitchen and whatever. And her son Gage was getting upset or something. And she said, Gage! If you can't shit, get out of the kitchen. And it just broke the tension. It made Gage laugh, made everybody laugh because they were part of this
right. thing.
So now that's what we say all the time. That's I was like, hilarious. Ryan, that's so wrong. Like, that's the absolute opposite of what you should say. If you can't shit, get out of the kitchen. If you can't shit, get out. No, that's the last place you want to shit. Sorry, Ryan. Love you, babe.
So we're going to go on to fake it.
Fake it till you make it.
Fake.
All right, fake. What's a pro for faking? And this is store-bought or pre-packaged. You right. open fucking can and throw it out there.
Right.
Okay. What's a pro?
My first pro? You don't like it? Well, fuck you. I didn't make it.
Sorry. Oh, man. That did taste like shit.
Yeah.
I thought that was going to be good canned fucking jelly-looking cranberry sauce.
It wasn't. But you know what? I didn't make it, so whatever. Sorry.
I was told it was going to be good.
I heard.
Yeah. I mean, my number one's convenience. Mm-hmm. Clearly, that it's convenient. You open a package and it's done. You might have to heat it up or whatever.
Yeah.
But for the most part, it's convenient, yo.
Quicker prep.
Oh, my gosh.
Which goes with convenient,
but still,
for sure.
Yeah. Quicker. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Time saver. Mm-hmm. You know, you can enjoy those jokes in the living room.
Right.
Because, shit done. Oh, it's like, wait, let me see. Oh, yeah. 3 minutes left on the microwave. We're good. What was that joke?
Right.
You know, it's a time saver. Mm-hmm.
And there's also possibly less dishes to wash because many of those prepackaged items come in a serving dish, if you will.
Yeah, and all the measuring cups and the spoons and the pots and pans, all that. Yeah, absolutely. And it could be good. So if you bought it before, you know it's going to be good. Oh, we like that Swanson's turkey breast or whatever. We love the Bob Evans mashed potatoes.
Yes.
Those actually really are good.
They are.
So you can pick stuff that you previously have had and you know it will be good. So you feel confident in that.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. I feel like the argument could be made for more accurate portion size.
Yeah.
You're not making too much because you're buying a package that says this feeds X amount.
Oh, yeah.
So you maybe don't have too much or maybe you don't have not enough.
Yeah, yeah.
You have just the right amount.
True. Yeah. It may be presented better. So if it comes, especially, let's say, a pie.
Yes.
It's perfectly cooked, baked. The crust is all golden. Whereas if you bake it yourself, oh, shit, I burnt a little bit. The crust is a little dark on the one side. Yeah. So the presentation may look better from pre-made items.
Oh, yeah.
It's prettier. Mm-hmm. Could be. It could be cheaper.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
With homemade stuff, like I said before, you're buying a lot of the ingredients, stuff that you may not have on hand. But a pre-made item, everything's already in there. So you don't have to buy every ingredient that goes into it because it's already in there.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
I think I'm out.
Same.
What are some cons?
You could disappoint people who were looking forward to your XYZ. So, for example, my sister makes bomb mashed potatoes.
Yum.
You know, so if, you know, you're coming to dinner and you know Jill's coming, Jill's my sister, shout out. And then you find out, oh, Jill didn't make the potatoes. I just bought pre-made. Fuck.
Fuck you, Bob Evans.
Well, I'm out.
No. Yeah, I know. Like I said, my sister's deviled eggs. We all expect them. We want them.
Right.
When she doesn't make them. One year, she made this buffalo chicken dip for Christmas. I know we're talking Thanksgiving, but still. We loved it. And so she started bringing it every year. And then one year, she's like, guys, I'm so sick of making this. Can I please bring something else? We're like, what? Okay. But I wasn't happy about it.
I guess your life is easier.
Yeah, fine, whatever. It's the only thing I look forward to the whole year. Or they could be disappointed if there's no pass down from the generation. So that whole, you know, I know Jill's mashed potatoes, but there could be, like, I keep saying grandma's apple pie, but whatever, grandma's apple pie.
Sure.
You know, you want that for your own personal nostalgic reasons. Right. It makes you feel like a kid again. It makes you feel like home, whatever.
And then it's not there.
And then this year, oh, Aunt Linda was too caught up. She couldn't make the pie. So she's bringing a fucking store-bought.
Yeah. Marie Callender.
Yeah. Fucking frozen ass pie you thaw out. Fuck you, Aunt Linda.
Right.
So.
Well, speaking of, you could have more time to spend with the family.
That could be a con.
You know,
you're in that political conversation.
Sometimes it be that way. November is election month.
You guys hear about issues 1 and 2 passing?
We literally just had an election here. Can't wait.
We love you, Ohio. We're not going to get political on this podcast, but.
But your Thanksgiving dinner could get political. And then you went for convenience, and now you have to sit through the drama.
Excuse me, I got to go check the microwave timer. BRB.
Yeah. Right.
It may be embarrassing if people find out you didn't make it homemade and they mm-hmm. thought you did.
Oh, yeah.
So they're tasting something like, oh, Jackie, wow, this stuffing. Mm-hmm. What is, it tastes so good. How did you make this?
Stovetop.
Oh, ooh. On your stovetop? What did you put in it? But yeah, so, you know, you're not announcing, hey guys, everything I bought's from Kroger in the frozen food aisle.
Right. Like,
they don't know.
Yeah.
It's not like you're hiding it, but maybe you are, honestly. There could be times you where you're like, I'm going to put this in my nice china right. bowl and they're going to think I made this shit. But then they ask you.
Yeah.
And that's where it gets a little touchy where you're like, do I lie? Mm-hmm. Or do I just say, no, I ripped open a fucking box and poured it in and added some water and butter.
Right.
Like, I don't know. So that could really embarrass you if they think it's homemade and it's not.
Yeah.
Dude, even sometimes I'll cook dinner for Ryan and he'll be like, babe, this is good. I'm like, well, thanks. I mean, I didn't really do it. Just, I didn't really make it.
Yeah.
I just heated it up.
Well, that kind of goes along with, we're talking about embarrassment.
Yeah.
What if you ruin it?
Ugh.
So it is pre-made, but you scorch it.
You could still fuck it up.
And then the fact that it's pre-made, you don't have the ingredients to make it better.
Right. Right.
What do you do?
Right. You could definitely fuck up some pre-made stuff. Mm. I often take some pre-made stuff and I always say doctor it up to make my own.
Absolutely.
I did that the other day with tortilla soup. I bought, store-bought, it was Panera, but tortilla soup, but then I added my own spices. I added some cheese, some sour cream, whatever, to make it a little more my own.
Right.
But you could do that and really fuck it up.
Mm-hmm.
Or those take and bake pies where throw it in the oven for whatever. Mm-hmm. You could forget it in the oven and burn the fuck out of it.
Yeah.
And then it's like, oh, you bought this and still messed it up?
Oh, God.
Worst Thanksgiving ever.
I didn't even think of that. That's a double con.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow. Well, all right. Well,
I have one left.
Okay, what you got?
It could be more expensive.
It could be.
You could be paying for the convenience.
Yes.
So
absolutely.
There are several brands that make the pre-made turkeys, if you will, and you just literally throw the entire package in the oven. It's more convenient, but it's more expensive. So
yeah,
that was my final con, is that sometimes the convenience is a little more expensive.
Yeah, I could totally see that. And I think a lot of stores kind of bank on that because, you know, some people or some stores sell the whole dinners. Like you come and pick up the whole dinners pre-made and they know they can charge fucking way more than if you'd buy all the ingredients to make that shit. What's the price of turkey these days? All right, Jackie, we're at Thanksgiving. Would you rather bake or fake?
I'm going to bake all day, every day.
Yeah.
I love cooking. I do love the convenience of a few microwave, take and bake, whatever you want to say. But at the end of the day, again, as we've said previously, if it's all or nothing, I'm baking.
Kevin?
Yes.
Kevin! Oh, my God. I can't wait for Home Alone. Okay. I'm with you. I'm picking bake. I also love cooking. Like you said, I don't mind some store-bought stuff. Some store-bought stuff's really good or prepackaged.
Yeah.
I will say if I'm going to fake, I know we're already on our choices, but I would do it with pies.
Sure.
I feel like I'm not great at baking pies or desserts. And if you go to like your Dutchman or Amish bakery, those feel like homemade. You know what I'm saying? So there are exceptions, but if I have to pick overall, I'm baking.
Yeah, me too.
So, okay.
Okay.
All right. Here time for a surprise, would you rathers. Oh my gosh, I won. I beat Herak.
What's happening?
I know. Usually you go first. All right, Jackie.
Yeah.
Would you rather
make
a delicious Thanksgiving dinner, homemade, from scratch. Everybody's raving about it. Jackie. This is the best Thanksgiving I have ever had in my entire life. What? How did you make all this? It's great. But then they get home and get violently sick with food poisoning from your food. Puking and diarrhea out their ass.
Okay. Puking out their ass?
And diarrhea out their ass.
Okay.
Diarrhea out their mouth and puking out their ass. Okay. Or you make everything homemade still. But you overhear people saying, oh, this is kind of yucky. I don't really like it. Oh, God. Did you see her potatoes are so lumpy? So you get some bad reviews on your homemade stuff. The other one, great. Best food they've ever had. But yeah, they're fucking shitting all night.
Puking out the ass, shitting out the mouth.
Yes. Bad.
I'm going with that 100%.
Your poor family and friends. What have you done to them? Rude.
I'm sorry. Maybe they picked up a virus.
All of them?
Mm-hmm. Look,
it's from their food. I'm saying it's from your food. It's food poisoning is what I said.
You know how sensitive I am to overhear people saying my food isn't good.
But it makes them sick.
They liked it.
Still makes them sick.
I don't care.
You fucking didn't wash your hands.
Either one is going to hurt my feelings. At least with the one, it hurts my feelings and they liked it. I mean, I'm sorry, I'm selfish. What about you?
Same. Good luck.
Okay. Okay.
Like, it tasted great. There must have been some weird virus going around, guys. Yeah, same.
Okay.
I was just trying to talk you out of it for a second.
Oh, Emily.
What?
We did a surprise would you rather for our Patronies, and it was pretty similar to my surprise would you rather tonight, but it's a little different.
Okay.
If you're curious, hit us up on patreon.com/thegreenergrasspodcast.
Yeah.
Found out what Emily gave.
We do special would you rathers for our Patreon members, so.
But Emily, just for you.
Okay.
Would you rather eat 1 pound of mashed potatoes or 1 pound of turkey?
Oh, a pound. I'm trying to feel like how much. That's a lot of fucking. I'm just trying to think like how much that would be. I feel like I could do the mashed potatoes easier. It would just go down easier because turkey's a lot of chewing. That's a lot of fucking carbs though in my mouth. But fucking pound of turkey? Actually, when I think a pound of turkey, I'm thinking if I do a pound of lunch meat, it doesn't seem that much with turkey. A whole pound of lunch meat when you slice it up, it's not that much. But I think the potatoes would go down easier. I'm picking potatoes.
Interesting. I agree that the potatoes would probably go down easier, but I'm going with the meat just because I feel like it's not as dense.
Yeah.
I feel like, especially mashed potatoes, I feel like they're just going to feel like cement in your guts. So I'm going turkey.
I think I would start gagging after a while on the turkey. And the chewing of the meat, it's just too much meat for me.
That's what she said.
Please hit up our show notes for links to all of our sponsors, our shops, our social media. Please visit all of our podcasts on the Off the Tongue Podcast Network. That is the It's Funny That Makes It Okay podcast, the Original Copycats podcast, Skate Mansfield podcast, Teach a Dummy podcast, and
the Greener Grass podcast. And if you want to be part of our network, the Off the Tongue Podcast Network, hit us up. Just send us a DM. It's free.
Yeah.
We just promote each other. We're a family. We help each other out.
Nothing but love.
It's just cross promotion, really, guys. It's easy peasy, lemon squeezy. We would love for you to be part of our family. And also we have some merch for the Off the Tongue Podcast Network. Check out our latest videos. Jackie and I are both wearing some OTT t-shirts.
That's right.
But we have other things as well, including a Greener Grass Podcast merch. I mean, I'm not going to brag, but I kind of love our logo and our merch.
Same.
So you should get some.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. I love our OTT logo too.
Yeah.
So
we basically got it going on.
You know who else does?
Uh-huh.
Stacey's mom.
That is true. And so do all of you.
Yes, you definitely do. The most. And all of you should check us out every Monday for a new episode. And we will talk to you next week.
Bye.
You fucking weirdo. Love you. Bye.
This is my happy place right here in these four walls.
Because we can do whatever we want in the dead air.
This is an Off the Tongue podcast.